Retro Rave Sub Distort Deep Dive with Chop Tinal Character in Ableton Live 12 for Jungle Old School DNB Vibes. Intermediate Lesson Narration. Alright, let's build a proper old school jungle ready sub that's deep and stable in the club, but still has that crunchy, slightly unstable, chopped up sampled vibe you hear in early rave and jungle records. The big idea today is simple. We're going to protect the true sub like it's sacred, and we're going to do all the nasty character work above it. That's how you get dirty without turning your low end into soup. By the end, you'll have a reusable retro rave sub rack set up like a DJ tool, meaning consistent level, mono safe subs, and a handful of macros you can actually perform with: drive, chop, futter, tone, width, and output. You'll be able to roll it under an amen or a think break and it'll feel authentic. First, quick session prep so you're not sound designing in a vacuum. Set your tempo somewhere between 165 and 172 BPM. I'm going to park it at 170. Drop in a simple drum context, either a chopped amen or think style break, or even just a clean two-step so you can hear what the bass is doing against a snare on 2 and 4. Optional but recommended, make a ghost kick track that hits on 1 and 3. You won't hear it in the mix. It's just there to trigger sidechain so the bass breathes in the pocket like classic DNB. Now, create a new MIDI track and name it Rave Sub Rack. Load operator. We're starting with a dead simple sub core. In operator, pick the algorithm that's just oscillator A. No FM. Oscillator A is a sine wave. Set your amp envelope so it hits clean but doesn't click. Attack basically at 0, maybe 0 to 5 milliseconds. Decay somewhere around 300 to 600 milliseconds depending on how long your notes are. Sustain can be all the way down if you're writing shorter notes, and then give it a release around 80 to 140 milliseconds so it tails off smoothly. Now for the old school slide. Go to operator's global settings and turn glide on. Set the time around 60 to 120 milliseconds, and set legato on so it only slides when notes overlap. That's important. You don't want every note smearing. You want intentional overlaps that give you that classic pitch swoop. Quick writing tip while you're here, hit a root note on the one. Then syncopate around the snare. Leave air around beats 2 and 4, and deliberately overlap one or two notes in the bar so you can hear the glide do its thing. Cool. Now we're going to turn this into a rack and split it into two worlds, the clean sub and the character layer. Group operator into an instrument rack. Inside the rack, create two chains. Name one SUB clean and the other MID character. Let's do the SUB chain first. This is your protected zone. On the SUB chain, at EQ8, the idea is not to butcher it, just to keep it focused. You can low pass around 90 to 120 Hz with a 12 dB slope. If you've got mod, you can do a tiny dip around 200 to 300 Hz, but keep it gentle. This chain should feel like the foundation. After EQ, at saturator, very light. Think stabilization, not distortion. Mode like soft sine or analog clip. Drive around 1 to 3 dB. Then level match with the output so you're not tricking yourself with loudness. Then add utility. Set width to 0%. That's your mono sub guarantee. If you do nothing else today, do that. Wide sub equals phase problems, weak translation, and a sad face in mono. Now the MID character chain. This is where the bass becomes audible on small speakers and gets that nasty rave attitude, but we're going to be disciplined about it. First device on MID, EQ8, and this one is critical. High pass it before distortion. Set a high pass around 100 to 140 Hz, and use a steep slope. 24 dB is a good start, and honestly, don't be afraid to go steeper if needed. Coach note here, keep the vinyl behavior out of the true sub. Anything below about 90 Hz is a protected zone. Your ear will still perceive movement from the harmonics above. If you want presence, you can add a gentle boost somewhere around 700 Hz to 1.5K, 2 to 4 dB, but only if it needs it. After that, add saturator as your main grit. Analog clip or hard curve works great. Drive somewhere like 6 to 12 dB. Turn on soft clip, and again, compensate the output so it doesn't just get louder and seem better. Next, add redux. This is your crunchy sampler edge. Set bit reduction around 6 to 10 bits. Sample rate around 10 to 18 kHz. Then bring dry slash wet in gently, like 10 to 35%. You're going for resampled, not destroyed. Now add auto filter for tone and movement. Try LP12 for smoother, or MS2 if you want more of that hardware bite. Start the frequency somewhere like 1.5 to 4 kHz. Resonance 10 to 25%. Then add a subtle LFO, synced. Try rate at 1/8 or 1/16, with a small amount like 5 to 12%. This should feel like a rolling motion, not a wobble base. Then add utility on the MID chain. Set width around 80 to 120%. Keep it lively, but don't go extreme. If your utility has base mono controls, you can use that too. But since we already high-passed the MID chain, the main thing is, don't accidentally reintroduce low end width. At this point you should have a bass that's deep from the SUB chain, and audible and nasty from the MID chain. Now we're going to add the chopped final illusion, wow and flutter, plus chopping. First, wow and flutter, meaning tiny pitch instability. Important word, tiny. If it sounds out of tune, you've gone too far. Add shifter on the MID chain, ideally before the heavy distortion, so the movement becomes part of the texture. Set it to pitch mode, coarse at 0, fine at 0, then use its LFO modulation, rate around 0.2 to 0.6 Hz, slow drift, amount just a few cents, like 2 to 6 cents. If it's subtle, you can keep mix at 100%. If it becomes obvious, back off. If you ever feel like the sub is getting seasick, that's your cue you're modulating too much or too low. Keep the drift living in the mids. Now the chop. We want tempo-synced cuts like the bass has been edited and resampled, not like modern EDM tremolo. The cleanest method is autopan used as tremolo. Put autopan on the MID chain. Set phase to 0 degrees. That turns panning into pure volume modulation. Choose a square or sine shape. Square is more cut, sine is more roll. Set the rate to 1/8 or 1/16. Depending on how busy you want it. Then amount anywhere from 20 to 60%. Teacher note, if square sounds too perfect and robotic, you can round it off slightly. A little smoothing makes it feel like actual edits instead of hard digital gating. And if your chop feels too metronomic, add a tiny bit of rate wobble, even 1 or 2%, just to humanize it. If you want the more broken, caught slice jungle behavior, use beat repeat instead, or in addition. But subtle. Put beat repeat after redux on the MID chain. Set interval to 1 bar or 2 bars. Grid at 1/16. Gate around 25 to 45%. Chance around 8 to 20%. Variation 0 to 15. The key is, it should surprise you occasionally, not constantly dominate. A super practical workflow move. Automate beat repeat on for 1 bar at the end of an 8 or 16 bar phrase. That gives you fills without ruining the groove. Now we're going to make this a DJ tool by setting up macros, level safety, and consistent behavior. Open the instrument rack's macro panel. Map a few parameters that matter. Macro 1, drive. Map it to the MID saturator drive. Bonus pro trick. Also map the saturator output to the same macro in the opposite direction. So when you drive harder, the output comes down. Example. Drive goes from 0 to plus 10 dB. While output goes from 0 down to minus 8 dB, that way you're judging tone, not loudness. Macro 2, chop. Map it to auto pan amount, or if you're using beat repeat, map it to chance. Macro 3, flutter. Map it to shifter LFO amount. Macro 4, tone. Map it to auto filter frequency. Macro 5, sublevel. Map it to the utility gain on the SUB chain. Macro 6, mid-level. Map it to the utility gain on the MID chain. Macro 7, width. Map it to the utility width on the MID chain. Macro 8, output. Map it to a final utility gain at the end of the rack, or the rack volume, wherever you prefer controlling final level. Now add a limiter at the very end of the rack. This is not for loudness. This is for oops protection when you get excited with drive and chop. Set ceiling around minus 0.8 dB, and don't slam it. It should only catch occasional peaks. Next, side chain for that rolling punch. After the rack layers combine, at a compressor, turn on sidechain and select your ghost kick track, ratio around 2:1 to 4:1, attack 5 to 15 milliseconds so you don't completely erase the front, release around 80 to 160 milliseconds, tweak it until the bass breathes with the tempo, aim for 2 to 5 dB of gain reduction on the kick hits, that's usually enough to make it sit under breaks, without feeling like it's pumping like house music, now quick quality checks, because this is where people usually wreck it. Check 1. Are you distorting the sub? If the low end turns mushy or disappears on bigger systems, it's because distortion is hitting 30 to 90 Hz. The fix is always the same. High pass the MID chain harder and keep the SUB chain clean. Check 2. Is the pitch drift too obvious? Wow and flutter should be felt, not heard as out of tune notes. Back the modulation down to a few cents. Check 3. Do the chops kill the groove? If your 1/16 chop is constant and deep, it can feel like the bass is tripping over the break. Use chop as texture and save the heavier settings for fills. Check 4. Stereo sub. Your sub chain should be width 0, always. Check 5. Level matching. Distortion makes things louder. Loud sounds better. That's why we did the macro compensation trick. Use it. Your mix will thank you. Let's add 2 quick upgrades from the extra coach notes section that make this translate way better. First upgrade, mid/side cleanup after movement. When chop and filter movement gets aggressive, perceived width can jump in messy ways. Put an EQ8 after the movement on the MID chain. Switch it to mid/side mode. On the side channel, high pass around 180 to 300 Hz. On the mid channel, keep the 200 to 700 range more present. This keeps your wide grit without smearing low mids. Second upgrade, transient smoothing on the MID layer if your chop clicks. Insert glue compressor on MID only, attack 3 to 10 ms, release auto ratio 2:1, and just tickle it, 1 to 2 dB reduction. That rounds the edges so chops feel like edits, not digital spikes. Now, arrangement. This is where you make it feel like a record, not a loop. Try thinking in 16s like a DJ tool. Bars 1 through 8, intro roll. Keep drive moderate, chop low. Flutter almost off. Filter slightly closed so it's darker. Bars 9 through 16, energy lift. Open the tone a bit. Increase drive just a little and introduce a tiny touch of flutter so it feels like it's coming off a worn dub plate. End of bar 16, fill. Turn beat repeat on for one bar, or slam chop higher just for the last 2 beats. Then snap back to your safe state at the drop.